now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding take great pleasure in presenting the CBS Radio Network.
Folks, before we start to answer some of the letters we've received as regards to the Bob and Ray bevy of beauties, I want to, Wally, apologize.
Yes, Wally?
For not sending you out to Pennsylvania for the Groundhog Day thing. It was something that we've done annually, but we skipped it this year.
I thought something must have happened.
And we've had so much mail saying, hey, how come you didn't cover the Groundhog Day like you have for so many years? I'm awfully sorry, friends. It slipped our mind, really.
The date just went by the boards, and I was off that day, as a matter of fact.
I don't even know whether the groundhog saw his shadow or not, to be honest with you, so...
Well, we'll just have to let it go. We had another, quite a batch of mail inquiring about the Bob and Ray bevy of beauties, the dancing line, Bob and Ray Girls, which Webley Webster was directing.
Well, Bob and Ray, and to all those who have written in, let me say this, that those ladies are all... recuperating from severe muscle pains. See, they were doing exercises that they hadn't done for real.
Well, yes, of course.
And their legs and their back from the hummus is all fine.
Well, Webley, unfortunately, has had to call a halt to the chorus line rehearsals. Do you expect them back at all?
What?
Have you been to your dentist lately?
No, I haven't, and I ought to go.
I think...
I don't know whether they'll be back or not. They all left here the other day grumbling and complaining.
Maybe they thought it wasn't such a good idea, huh?
I don't think they liked it, so I don't think they'll be back. And they weren't so beautiful anyway. I wouldn't call them a bevy either.
No, they were more of a cubby, I think.
Well, I don't know. Together they stopped every clock in this building.
Yeah. Well, we won't ask them back. It's a visual act. It's not good for radio to begin with.
Completely visual. That's right.
Let's get to feature number one, page four.
Hi, this is your host, Douglas Jackson, welcoming you to another edition of Bold Journeyman, filmed adventures of people who have bold journeyed. Tonight's guest narrator and bold journeyman is Sid Nelson, the man who made a most amazing and hazardous trip. Hello there, Mr. Nelson.
Hello.
Congratulations on being here, Mr. Nelson. I saw the film this afternoon, and the fact that you survived... is a miracle.
It was pretty rough.
Well, let's roll the film and let the folks... there we go. Now, there you are, leaving the office building where you were.
That's right. It was 5:00, time for me to take the subway home to Forest Hills, Queens. And as you can see, the first incident on this trip is occurring right now.
Yes, there you are, being battered by a revolving door as you leave the office building. That must have hurt, Mr. Nelson.
Considerably. Now, there I am being flung out of the revolving door at a dizzying speed.
Yes, and I believe your feet, the ones you told me about, are slipping out from under you on the icy sidewalk.
That's right, Mr. Jackson. Those are my feet going out from under me.
Now I see the momentum of your icy slide carrying your body off the sidewalk and into the heavy traffic.
Yes, there I go, feet first, zooming across the street.
And those cars I see, the ones you were telling me about, are they the cars that slowed you up on your swift and treacherous slide across the street?
Yes, Mr. Jackson. Those are the cars I told you about, but they didn't slow me up quite enough, as you can see.
And there you are, flat on your back, sliding into a sewer on the other side of the street. Well, what were your thoughts, Mr. Nelson, when you knew you couldn't avoid sliding into the sewer?
Well, as I entered the sewer, I was going pretty fast, and I thought I'd better turn my head to one side so my nose wouldn't get caught.
And now, there are the police who hauled you out, giving you coffee.
Yes, and now there's one of them about to give me a ticket for jaywalking as I'm standing there in the freezing cold.
Well, you have to be careful of local officials on any trip, Mr. Nelson. They can really slow you up if they have a mind to.
Well, that's true. I remember a motorcycle officer in Mexico slowing me up one time.
On a different bold journey you took?
Yes, this officer slowed me up by taking the wheels off my car while I was doing 75.
But now to get back to this trip, I see the local official is still busy giving you a ticket.
Yes, my subway trip to Forest Hills was held up for about 3 hours while the local official you see there was writing out the ticket.
You must have been freezing, Mr. Nelson.
It took him a half hour just to take off his gloves and another 20 minutes to find his pencil. You see him there, holding his gloves and the pencil.
He seems to be wondering what to do with his gloves now that he's holding the pencil. Now he's putting the gloves in his mouth as he searches for something else in his pocket.
He's looking for his summons pad. There you see him finding it. Now he's putting the pencil back in his pocket so he can reach up to take the gloves out of his mouth. Here he is putting the summons pad between his knees so he can reach into his pocket again for the pencil.
And there you are, handing him some identification. And there he is, throwing away his pencil, gloves, and summons pad, so he can accept your identification.
At this point, quite a bit was cut out. What you see now is the street littered with the officer's equipment. And there he is, inserting his 46 sheet of carbon between the pages of his summons pad. And there I am, finally entering the subway.
Well, I'm afraid we don't have time to see the rest of your perilous subway journey to your home in Forest Hills, Mr. Nelson.
Well, the stuff you've just seen was child's play compared to the dangerous business of getting on the subway, and...
Now, I'm sorry, but this is Sid Nelson. Thank you for coming here today. You're a travel gallant, a citizen explorer, truly a bold journeyman. Wally Ballou, still talking in his soup about missing the Groundhog Day thing.
Well, at least I've saved the week somehow by having...
Wally, excuse me, the collar on your jacket's turned up.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Good.
Must have happened this morning when I was downtown.
Well, what happened?
It was a shambles.
It was, eh?
Well, they brought the dog commissioner in.
They really got him, didn't they?
Well, I don't quite know. We had our microphones, all of us newsmen, down there. And while he was in the attorney's office, and when he came out. Well, I have the tape, if you'd like to hear it.
All right, you put on the tape. This, I imagine it was pretty hectic with all the...
Very hectic, Ray. Very, very
hectic. Ooh, I'm sorry. People from...
very hectic.
From all the other stations and other news services and all. But,
well, we pick right up where I threw my questions at him as he came out.
All right, go ahead. Let's listen to it.
Sure. Mr. Sturbish, over here, please.
Mr. Sturbish?
Can I you?
Wally Ballou, please.
To the grand jury.
How about the
Robert Ray show? I have no comment to make at this time.
Could you tell us what they said inside to you?
Did you eat some of the dog food yourself?
Did they put it on you?
Did you eat the dog food?
Oh, what kind of a collar?
I have nothing to
say about it. I say you were selling the dog collars.
This is Wally Ballou.
Did you use any of the funds for the house of yours?
I have nothing to say. Is it true, sir, that you hired a big boat to ship these dog collars over to Europe?
What they say about you being a crook is it
true,
sir?
I have nothing to say. Sir, you a four-squared thief.
Wally Ballou here.
No holds barred.
Mister,
why to him in there?
This is Radio's Wally Ballou, returning it now to Bob and Ray.
Thank you, Wally. And a nice job.
It's hard to get close to him to get any very definite.
Well, there was that one sob sister who seemed to dominate the whole thing anyway, sir. Typical loud person that always dominates a mass interview like that.
Thanks anyway. Well, Ray has just dipped into our fishbowl of random phone numbers, and in a moment, some lucky person is going to win a free trip to New York City via Transpan, the airline that features under-the-weather flights.
And the winner is, see, right here in New York City, Mr. Joseph Bagley. And his number is Sylvan 9.
All right, Sylvan 9, it's... Right. It is, then. We've hope that Mr. Bagley is home. There it is. It's ringing now.
Yeah?
Are you Mr. Joseph Bagley?
That's right. Who's this?
This is the Bob and Ray Show, and it's a pleasure to inform you that you just won a free airline trip.
Yeah.
Sir, you're the winner in our contest.
Hey, who is this?
This is the Bob and Ray Show.
Oh, come on, Jimmy. We know it's you. Come on, cut out the
camera. No, this isn't a joke, Mr.
That's right, Jimmy. It's not a joke. I was watching the fight, and I suppose you just hang up, see?
Do I sound like Jimmy, sir?
don't pull that stuff on me, Jimmy. You're a vocal trickster from way back. I wouldn't put anything past you.
Well, if you need convincing, I'll give you the studio number and you can call back. It's the Bob and Ray Show.
This isn't Jimmy Figaro?
No, that's right, it isn't.
What show did you say it was?
Bob and Ray Show.
Oh, yeah, now I remember. Which one are you, the tall guy or the one who's muscle-bound?
Well, let me tell you this, sir. You've just won a free trip to New York City via Transpan Airlines. How about that?
But I believe I live in New York City, Chester.
Well, there's not very much we can do about that, Mr. Bagley.
Well, there's not very much I can do about it either.
Tell you what I might suggest. You could take a train to Chicago and then fly back to New York City free of charge.
Well, that's pretty tempting, but, gee, I don't know.
Want to make it even more attractive, you could take a trip to Denver and fly back to New York City from there. You'd have a lot more scenery to look at.
Could I fly back to New York City from California?
Sure, Mr. Bagley.
Well, let's see. It'd take about 4 days by train. And then when the train got into Union Station at L.A., I'd grab a cab to the airport and get on a plane.
Take about 4.5 days round trip, I think.
Hey, that's fine with me, Chester. Now, will you send the tickets right out to me? I'd like to get started on this trip so I can get back to New York City as quickly as I can.
Ticket will be in the mail tonight, Mr. Bagley. Have a good trip and goodbye, sir.
Thank you.
And
another happy Bob and Ray listener.
We should thank, I think, our director, Vic Cowan, and Kirby Ayers, and Joe Alonzo, Joe Cabibbo, and Cyril Torture for helping us so much today and every day.
And we'll be back with a preview of tomorrow's program in just 10 seconds. Bob, please, just a brief preview of the program.
Tomorrow's program will be approximately 15 minutes in length.
Good enough. Until tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.